Matthew chapter 18. At the same time, the disciples came to Yeshua, saying, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Yeshua called a little child to him and set him in the middle of them, and said, "Truly I say to you, except you be converted to become as little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receives me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he were cast in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for it is must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off. Cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt, wounded or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out, cast it from you. It's better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into Gehenna fire. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them is gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the assembly. But if he neglects to hear the assembly, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a publican. Truly I say to you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it will be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Master, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Yeshua said to him, I do not say to you until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his master commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, in payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Master, have patience with me, I'll pay it all to you. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, turned him loose, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and sought him out, saying, Have patience with me, I'll pay it all to you. He would not, but went and cast that man into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their master all that was done. Then his master, after that he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his master was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also to you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. End of chapter.